Blog Talk Radio.
If you need an MC, professional voicemail greeting,
jingle, narration or introduction for you, your product, show, film, recording or service,
call 936-647-3457. To hire me as a guest speaker for your voiceover training or public speaking classes, visit GregSpeechLive.com.
Here's the greatest voice of all times, ever, and there will never be another.
Paramount Voices, Gap Productions in association with Microphone Voices presents The Ultimate Voice, Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Welcome to Greg Speaks Live.
Hi, my name is Stacey Williams. I'm the founder of Team Jacob. And when I want to listen to great talk radio, I listen to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speaks Live.
Greg Speaks Live.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live
with Greg Anderson, my homie.
Right now, you are definitely in the mix in a mindful way, listening to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. here on Greg Speaks Live.
This is the story of famous
Doctor. Greg Speaks Live.
All right, welcome to Greg Speaks Live. I have a very special guest, and I am talking with none other than Stacey Williams. She's the founder of Team Jaka. I invited her on to talk more in depth about Team Jaka and what Team Jaka is about. I'm excited to have her on as a guest. Stacey Williams, welcome to Greg Speaks Live.
Thank you for having me.
We got the commercial cut and built, and of course, people will get a chance to hear the commercial going on a regular basis. Tell us a little bit more about Team Jaka.
Well, Team Jaka started off was just trying to raise funds for a wheelchair accessible van for my grandson, Jaka. Jaka was abused at 5 months old, so now he's wheelchair bound, nonverbal, suffers from seizures. So in our quest to raise funds for the wheelchair van, motorcycle clubs, social clubs, they joined in, and we formed a committee and called ourselves Team Jaka. And all we're doing now is have softball games, fundraisers, and the cause is going straight to Jaka.
Jaka's story is very interesting. A lot of it is captured in the commercial. Now, I was born healthy, like, of course, you and I, normal, you know, and really shocked to hear this. I mean, but heard of child abuse. Of course, that's an epidemic. That's something that we do hear, I think, from time to time or every day. You can hear of some domestic issue that is taking place. But when I hear that a child is harmed at 5 months, abuse took place on March 2nd, 2007. He's roughly somewhere around 5 months old. He's suffering from the shaken baby syndrome and, of course, seizure disorders, cerebral palsy, and developmental delays. Can you explain to my listening audience a little bit more about that?
Well, actually, the whole thing seemed like a dream. At the age of 2 months old, I began taking Jaka to the hospital for marks on his leg. Then he would scream when you pick him up. And when the abuse finally happened and Texas Children's Hospital caught it, the things I took him to the hospital for, the mark on his leg instead of the insect bite, it was actually a broken leg. When he screamed and we picked him up, they said he was congested. Texas Children found out he had 4 broken ribs that was healing. So these are things that I personally took him to the hospital for, and the doctor said it was something different. This diagnosis is my conclusion, but it happened. I suspected it was happening. I asked questions. I even accused, and Jaka was taken away from me. So January 26th was the last time I saw Jaka before I saw him again in the hospital March the 2nd.
So now with this abuse, obviously, I mean, there's always misdiagnosis and this people being diagnosed improperly. You know, you go to the doctor for one thing and, you know, they say, oh, you're okay. And then all of a sudden you find out this person comes down with a heart attack. This abuse said that you was accused of what? What were you accused of? I don't get that.
No, I was accusing.
Okay, you were
my,
accusing. Okay, good. I'm glad you're
right.
Uh-huh.
The caregivers that he had before, I was accusing them of, you know, certain things happening to him. I saw the difference in this baby's everything. His cries were different. His reaction to me was different. So I knew something was wrong.
What is your relationship to the child, to Jaka?
I was married to Jacob's biological grandfather. So I am his step-grandmother. But, I mean, there is no step in our relationship. Jake and I have been in love since he took his first breath. So I have full custody of him, and he resides with me. He has no contact with his biological family.
Wow, that has to be something really hard to adjust to, of course, you know, living, you know, in an area. How old is Jacob right now? He's 8?
Jacob is 8 years old.
Okay. And so how is he dealing with that process, not having any type of contact? Or do you feel that he was young enough to where the disconnection wasn't as felt?
Jacob is the happiest young man you ever want to meet.
Right. Well,
and
I can see a lot of that in the picture.
He loves Anthony Hamilton, the point of it all.
Point of it all. Okay. Okay.
I mean, that would bring him out of his sleep with a smile.
Wow. Okay. So you're mentioning, you were saying that Jake he's very happy. He's happy with, obviously, who he has. And like I said, I can actually see in the pictures his mood, that he's happy and feel the love. How are you adjusting? How do you feel that the parents, those people who were initially in his life, are no longer involved at all? There's no reaching out or point of contact. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that God has a purpose for everything. And there was a purpose for me to be a part of that family as long as I was. And I believe my whole mission was for Jacob. It hurts that they don't care to know how he's feeling. I'm not going to say they don't care. It hurts that they don't reach out to see how he's doing. But when I look at Jacob and I think of the promise that I made to him when he was in his 10-day coma, that I would never let anybody else hurt him and that I would allow him to live the fullest life that he can, God has blessed me to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what my whole mission is, to keep a smile on his face.
Okay. We're going to definitely keep that smile on his face. And I know that one of his favorite songs is by Anthony Hamilton, and I think we spoke about that. You said it was called The Point of It All, right?
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So how does he feel when that song comes on?
Jacob can be in a deep sleep, and if that song comes on, all you will see is a huge smile on his face.
Wow.
He will wake up, and until the song goes off, I mean, he's smiling the entire time.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, look, why don't we do that? That's the perfect segue for this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Greg Speaks Live. My special guest is Stacey Williams. She is the founder of Team JACA. And we're talking about this wonderful organization. It's a positive cause, and we definitely want you guys to support it. You'll find out more about that. And we're going to get into JACA's favorite song right here on Greg Speaks Live. Here's Anthony Hamilton, The Point of It All.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always fall. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love.
I love.
Oh, I love.
Oh, I love.
Yeah.
point of it all.
And the point of it all.
And the point of it all. And the point of it all.
Greg Speaks Live.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live
with Greg Anderson, my homie.
Right now, you are definitely in the mix in a mindful way, listening to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. here on Greg Speaks Live.
This is the story of famous
Greg Speaks Live.
We're back here on Greg Speaks Live. That was the Anthony Hamilton's The Point of It All. The Point of It All. Okay, I can't sing like that. Anthony Hamilton, not a singer, but enjoy his music. He's definitely one heck of an artist, and it's beautiful when he can touch a child. You know, I think that really speaks to the credit of an artist or of any individual when you can speak to the heart of a child or a mind of a child and then make them smile. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So, again, we're back on Greg Speaks Live. We did have a question proposed in chat. It's by Leroy Smith in Atlanta, Georgia. He's asking, Mrs. Williams, so many people are taking advantage of these innocent children. What motivates you to keep going in your support of Jacob?
My motivation is Jacob's smile. I have two boys of my own, a 22-year-old and a 16-year-old, and thank God they are perfectly healthy. But as long as I can keep Jacob safe, we visit Texas Children's Hospital quite often, and I see children that are not, they don't have the care that Jacob has, and I see how they suffer. So that just makes me want to keep doing more for Jacob to give him the best that I can give him. I just feel like he deserves it. He didn't ask for what he got.
Not at all. And Texas Children. For physical medicine and, physical medicine specialists, neurologists, dental and ophthalmologists. He's seeing a lot of people there, even presently.
I mean, the dental work is maybe like every 3 months, 3 to 6 months, he goes for his checkups. If I think he's sick, I take him to Texas Children because they are the best.
Okay, now, Texas Children, that's wonderful. Qualify them as the best. I mean, because we live in an age, let's face it, I mean, some people don't have the genuine care and concern. I mean, I see nurses that are there for a paycheck. I see doctors who are just writing prescriptions. Have you found with Texas Children that they've been more compassionate in working with you and that type of thing? Do you feel a better engagement there?
I really do, because I ask a lot of questions, and I'm the type where I want you to sit with me until I understand. And I've never been rushed through a doctor's appointment. I've never been looked at as if I'm asking a stupid question. They are patient with me. They interact well with Jacob, so to me that's the best.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, I teach anger management, do groups, one-on-ones, and I see a lot of basically pen and to paper pushers. All they do is write those prescriptions. They're barely listening to the patient. They just pretty much want to get them in and get them out. You know, they won't, and it's,
right.
It's become money driven. It's all about the almighty dollar. But I don't think it's wonderful. I haven't had much contact with Texas Children. But a good thing to hear, it's good to hear that there are hospitals that are still alive that are doing things for the sake of our children and just basically doing what they're supposed to do. It's supposed to be a hospital, is supposed to be a place of love and care, not a place where you go to get abused and mishandled and mistreated. So that's wonderful. It speaks to their credit. And I see that you do speak well of Texas Children in a lot of your writings here, so that's great. Now, Jacob has also scoliosis, and he has a spine curvature. Of course, his hip sockets are not aligned. He needs surgery. How is that coming along?
Well, surgery to me is really not an option. I take their professional opinions, and this is another reason I love them. I can listen to what they're telling me needs to be done, and they listen to me as a mom tell them what I think is best for Jacob. Because he has seizures, I'm not going to allow him to have surgery on his hip socket. So when he has a seizure, he'll pull it back out of the socket. It's defeating the purpose. It's just too much pain.
Okay.
And because they will allow me to be the parent, I love that much, that about them.
Right. So now Jacob's seizures, is saying it was so powerful that he had broken both of his legs while having a seizure in a vehicle? Wow. So I've heard of, like, grandma seizures, and they say that's one of the strongest of the seizures. Is there a kind of seizure that he has when he goes into the seizure, or what kind of seizure is it?
Well, he's had different levels of seizures. He's had the petite mal, he's had the grand mal, he's had the tremors. Different medications make him react differently within his seizures, and he takes 4 seizure medications 3 times a day.
Yeah, so these seizures can be pretty powerful. Do you kind of already know, are there some symptoms and signs when you know that the seizure is getting ready to come on?
He starts to stare into space. He will always raise his arms up, and he'll throw his head to the left. And at that point, it's just like they get stronger and stronger for maybe about 2 minutes, and then he'll come back to himself.
So does it ever scare you, or you've pretty much been prepared by doctors and nurses how to care for him during that time?
You can never be prepared. I still scream every time I see him have one. I overreact because it's just nothing that you get used to seeing.
Yeah,
and especially from a child, and the heavy breathing, sometimes tears fall, and all you want to do is comfort him, but you don't know how or where.
Yeah.
You don't know where to touch him, what to do.
So you said you never really know what to do during an episode sometimes, or you just can only get him as comfortable and as calm as possible?
Yeah, that's true. During his seizures, I make sure I talk to him and let him know that Mama's here, Mama has you, just so he knows that he's not alone.
Right. Because I was actually from working in hospital-like settings, having CPR and different things of that nature, and I've seen those, like, seizures happen from grandma's seizures. Seizures to some of the smaller seizures. I've even been in stores, and I was walking in a gas station one time, and I seen a lady just fall straight back. It's like she paused, and she, like, I mean, froze, and she just fell straight back on her head and then started shaking. And I was like, oh, my God, it was just, like, really. So what the deal was, there was another guy and myself, we just kind of turned her on her side to kind of get her comfortable. And
right.
So I think they called the ambulance at that particular point in time. But that can be a very dangerous thing. It can actually alter people's lives even when they fall. But, a lot of times they say just keep them away from objects. I know back in the day, years ago, before I even knew about how to do certain procedures, it was supposed to take a spoon. I guess that was the home remedy. Put the spoon.
And that's the worst thing that you can do.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. But did you hear that? No, I'm sure you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Take a spoon and put it. But that goes to show you how a lot of times, even though you hear things out of tradition, it's passed on, and it's a totally inappropriate way to take care of someone. And that's why it's always good to continue to get information and find the best ways to make our loved ones as comfortable as possible. And you do that by being informed. And with that being said, hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Greg Speaks Live. My very special guest on the line is Stacey Williams. She's the founder of Team Jaka. And while I got you on the horn, let's give you a number out there. How can people get a hold of you? How can they reach out to you? Because I know you have a lot of things going on. How can they contact you?
You can contact me directly at 832-212-4395. You can also go to Jaka's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Jaka, JACAHS. Ladder, LADDER. Please like his page and leave a comment.
Okay. And that's Jaka at Ladder? Is that what you said? How are you spelling
that? No, Jaka's Ladder.
Oh,
JACAHSLADDER.
Oh, we gotcha. So if you're listening, it's Jaka's Ladder. JACAH, okay, S, right? LADDER.
Yes.
Jaka's Ladder. And of course, Team Jaka's founder here is Stacey Williams. And of course, we're going to take another break, commercial break, and get into a little music. We'll be right back on Greg Speaks Live. I'm Gregory D. Anderson Jr., your host. And please feel free to inbox your questions or comments for Stacey Williams right here on Greg Speaks Live. Hey. All right, Greg Speaks Live. We're back. A special guest is Stacey Williams. She's the founder of Team Jaka, and this is an organization. Well, tell us about Team Jaka. Tell us about some of the different programs that you guys have coming up. I know you guys do games and all sorts. One of them that's coming up that I plan to be a part of. Tell us a little bit more about that.
On July 25th, we're having a championship softball charity game for Jaka. We have a Prowling Panthers Motorcycle Club from Dallas, Texas, coming to Houston to play the Street Loyalty Motorcycle Club for the Team Jaka Trophy. And what these two guys did, they got together, they formed teams, they raised money by selling the Team Jaka t-shirts, their $15 donation. And once they played the game, all the proceeds from the food, the concessions went to Jaka, and that's how we raised money to start this campaign. Now, we do have some other things in place.
Okay, well, great. Again, she's mentioning, of course, that's Team Jaka's Charity Softball Championship. And, of course, it's Team Jaka Houston versus Team Jaka Dallas. And, of course, one thing I love about you guys, I have one of the shirts as well. You guys want to definitely own these shirts. These shirts are very nice looking, very attractive. She has various colors, and I can't wait to get another color. I think my next color will probably be red. I have the black Team Jaka shirt, you know, of course, on front and back. It's beautiful, beautiful. It's a beautiful shirt. And, of course, again, you can join them Saturday, July 25th at 1 p.m. as Team Jaka Houston and Team Jaka Dallas go head-to-head for the championship trophy. And that's 19301 Hightower Lane. That's in Humble, Texas, zip code 77338. And, of course, the phone number, 832-212-4395. For more information, that's two cities for one great cause. Really, definitely appreciate you being on the show. Just a little bit more about Jaka. What is Jaka like? What does he really enjoy?
Jaka really enjoys music. He loves to travel, and he loves to be kissed and loved on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's the purpose of all those kisses. I see a lot of kissing going on the on the Facebook there. I was like, okay. He likes that love, okay, and family support. And I see that. That's really, really clear, you know, that he appreciates that. And so, again, you were granted custody of Jaka, of course, in January 2011, right?
That's correct.
How does that make you feel when you finally gained custody after going all that? Because he's been through foster homes. And how did that make you feel being given all the stuff that he's been through? The foster homes, the being shaken, being abused as a child. How did you feel when you had to fight? I know it's been a long road for you. And can you describe for us what that road was like?
That was January 25th was the best birthday present I could have ever gotten. My birthday is January the 29th. So the celebration was epic. But the battle to get Jaka, it was hard, but it was nothing but God. My passion for him and for his whole purpose, the whole fight, it never wavered. My children never suffered throughout the process of all the time I spent in court, all the time I spent in the hospital. It was worth it. Every minute was worth it.
And so, sure, like I said, you've had battles after battles and some of the things you can't get into, obviously. but it's that battle and the victory, being able to help him, you know, get into a stable home has to be one of the greatest feelings in the world. You know, knowing that he can sleep well at night. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, being abused, being harmed and, you know, broken ribs and different things like that. No child should have to experience that. And I do want to commend you and applaud you for your continued work, your effort in, you know, really seeing this go all the way through. And I'm sure there were some days you thought, man, this is taking long. It's taking longer than you wanted it to take. But you hung in there. You persevered. And so I applaud you. I salute you. Greg Speaks Live. And again, I just want to encourage you to keep going with this. I think it's a very powerful organization. The cause is great. And I definitely encourage everyone to support this great cause and this great work. This is Stacey. I'm talking to Stacey Williams. And her number is 832-212-4395. Again, that's 832-212-4395. $43.95 for Team Jacob. If you'd like to make a donation, a contribution of any kind, if you'd like to get one of their T-shirts that they sell, and all for your support, all to help Jacob. And it's just beautiful to see, again, how people can come together, different cities. And this is not the only program that she has, because you guys have several different events. What are the different kinds of events that you have for Jacob?
Well, right now we're creating a basketball league. We're working on a bowling league. We have fish fry. I mean, you name it, we're trying it.
Ever considered, you know, like comedy, you know, some stand-up comedy, some poetry? Are you guys open to different fundraisers, or how does that
work? We are very much open.
Mm-hmm. And how can they get a hold of you?
You can give me a call directly at 832-212-4395. Anytime, I'm available.
For an email?
You can email me as well at nomorewrongturn1@yahoo.com.
Okay. And we definitely appreciate having you, taking your time on the show. As you reach out to Stacey Williams directly at 832-212-4395, she'll be able to enlighten you on the various activities and upcoming programs that's coming on. But again, this event is coming up on July the 25th. We'll plug that. But at the same time, if you're looking to find out more about some of the upcoming events, you may want to be a part of the softball. So if somebody wanted to play, can they sign up and play?
Absolutely. Just
absolutely.
Show up. We'll put you in the shirt and on the field.
You hear that? Show up. She'll put you in the shirt and on the field for a great cause. Team Jacob, that's J-A-C-A-H. Again, our number is 832-212-4395. Stacey Williams, founder of Team Jacob. I want to definitely thank you for coming on Greg Speaks Live, and we'll look forward to talking with you again sometime in the
future.
Thank
you so much for having me.
You're very welcome on Greg Speaks Live. Thank you for tuning in.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Foxx. Stay tuned for
Greg Speaks Live
with Greg Anderson, my homie.
Hi, my name is Stacey Williams. I'm the founder of Team Jacob. And when I want to listen to great talk radio, I listen to Gregory D. Anderson Jr. on Greg Speaks Live.
If you need an MC, professional voicemail greeting,
jingle, narration or introduction for you, your product, show, film, recording or service,
call 936-647-3457. To hire me as a guest speaker for your voiceover training or public speaking classes, visit GregSpeaksLive.com.
Here's the greatest voice of all times, ever, and there will never be another.
Paramount Voices, Gap Productions in association with Microphone Voices presents The Ultimate Voice, Gregory D. Anderson Jr.
Welcome to Greg Speaks Live.